Talking to Sharon this morning, I tried to make everything real simple in terms of soul and the restoration of our soul. And I said, it's as simple as divesting oneself of self. So when you release yourself from all the things that pertain to the things that you care about, that are based in human logic, fear, desires, expectations. We all have expectations. We all have hope at some level, or else we're completely useless as a human. But disappointment comes about by virtue of an expectation that wasn't completely surrendered to the throne. So when you divest yourself of self, you're literally empty of self-will and asking Jesus to direct your steps as your as the master. Literally, you're a slave to him, and how he arranges your life is under his control. And obviously he wants to bless his children, his subjects, his little future kings and queens. So he puts us through a rigorous training process to get to the final point, which is he's the boss, he's in charge, he's coming back to reign over all the earth. He's going to get rid of all the evil. So whatever we see of evil today, in government, in society, in movies, in banking, all that evil will be eliminated, burnt with fire, the holy fire of heaven. It will be taken away. So when you divest yourself of self, you settle on that reality. You literally believe it at face value. You don't wonder about it. You know it because you know it. There's no measure of, well, maybe. No, it's 100% knowledge that Jesus is going to destroy every evil thing on this earth. And he has a right to do it. He has the authority to do it. He has the power to do it. And heaven is above us. Whatever's over top of you reigns over you. If you're in a government with a magistrate or a king with an iron fist or a great powerful scepter, you're going to do what he says, which is what these despotic leaders do all over the earth in these third world countries that are suffering so much. It's their wicked, evil, despotic leaders that rule with an iron scepter because they have the money, the authority, the police force, the courts. Jesus, on the other hand, was a servant, walked around in a human body perfectly, satisfied the whole entire law of God, and then laid his life down as the Lamb of God, Passover, Lamb of God, which takes away the sins of the world. There's no excuse. It's historical fact. Jesus died as God in human flesh to save you and to save me from the real penalty of our sin, thought, word, and deed, to cleanse us of all evil and to robe us with his perfections. All the things he did in the body, he now gives to us in an account, a ledger in heaven. We are now in the book of life. No one can take our name except us out of the book of life. Think about that. You have full control of whether your name's in the book of life. That's what you control. You control whether or not your name is in the book of life. And the only way you can do that is to surrender to the King, to bow the knee, to lay on your face, and empty yourself of self, your will to do what you want, to be your own boss, to chase after whatever you care about, to fulfill the lusts of your flesh, to be known, to have pride in your name, pride in your resume, pride in your authority, when you're going to be under his authority in the end anyway. Like, whatever authority you have today, President Trump, Vladimir Putin, Xi from China, their authority is under his authority. They have to give an account of what they've done with their position to him. All these people, do you really want to be that powerful? Because you suffer the greatest defeat. Because you go down with the greatest of false. You're fattened up like a steer for the slaughter. Divest yourself of self.